It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Time now for some local election coverage with a focus on the city of Alamogordo. There is just one contested race for city commission in Alamogordo, and that's in District 5. Casey Counts reached out to the candidates and talked with Sharon McDonald about some of the issues facing the community.
After going through the process of arguing before the Alamogordo City Commission to save her parents' home from a major road project, McDonald was inspired to run for office herself and says infrastructure, mainly roads, are at the top of the list of issues for the city. But there's another concern at the top of her list as well.
The other problem that we have is the fact that we have a lot of vacant homes, and the vacant homes are not secured. So we have a lot of them with open doors, and now the windows are actually being either taken out or busted out. So you have open access for anybody to come and go. And, you know, we have a lot of elderly or seniors in this area. So security and safety is probably their priority, because they're not moving from their homes, especially at this, you know, particular time in their life. So they are looking for a little bit more secured homes, even if they are vacant, so that they feel safe in their community. But I think it's going to be an effort for all of us in the community who want a better way of looking at our neighborhood. And if it doesn't look good to us, then it's not going to attract, you know, other people. And that's one of the things that we wanted to do, is to, you know, just change the perception of the neighborhood and attract people that, you know, could live here. And also businesses where, you know, sometimes people won't look at you if they feel there are safety issues. So that's one of the things that we're looking for as a community. So I don't put myself up there like I'm going in and I'm going to, you know, make all these changes, because those are promises. But I just think that we want people to be more aware that we're looking for better conditions so that we have that better quality of living, too. And safety is really high on that list.
McDonald is running against Alfonso Hernandez to represent District 5 in Alamogordo. I reached out to Hernandez but have not yet heard back. Hear my full interview with Sharon McDonald at KRWG.org.
Okay, let's move on now to a local viewpoint. Some believe it should not be mandatory to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Thoughts now from commentator Algernon DeMassa.
I grew up reciting the pledge at school. But there was one time in my adulthood I found the recitation of the pledge moving. In a desert camp south of Deming, New Mexico, a couple of years ago, I attended a flag retirement ceremony. The flags take a beating in southern New Mexico. High winds pull and tear at them, leaving them a sorry sight in as little as 90 days. Periodically, officers from the U.S. Border Patrol and local scout and veterans organizations arrange a ceremony where the flags are burned amid salutes and a recitation of the pledge. I watched participants bridging generations, some in uniform, some not, all reciting that oath together, and they did it with a sincerity that caught my attention. Now, lately, I've read some stories from around the country, as well as heard from some friends of mine, who are questioning the pledge as a mandatory public ritual. In light of actions undertaken by the government, be it war, metastasized corruption, failure to respond to the climate emergency, or societal violence, there are people around the country who are either declining to participate in the pledge or at least want to talk about it. Yet the pressure to submit is enormous and allows little space for conversation about values or allegiance. In Minnesota, a city council voted this summer to dispense with the pledge as a fixed agenda item. That just meant they didn't recite it before every single meeting. But the backlash was so furious, they reinstated it. A high school in Ohio was picketed this fall because it was only reciting the pledge weekly. A student's right to opt out of the pledge at school dates back to a 1943 Supreme Court ruling, but in practice, this gets complicated. But it's okay to talk about the pledge. Just as we cannot command another to feel love, so with patriotism. Do these victories on behalf of the pledge really instill love of country or mere obedience? If we cannot distinguish allegiance from submission, are we people or mere subjects? With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.
Algernon Damassa's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Damassa's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.